Hello and welcome back to Noravell Talks, where we have real conversations about health, wellness, and creating a life that feels a little more balanced. Today, I want to talk about something simple but incredibly important: small habits. When we think about becoming healthier, it's easy to imagine that we need to make huge changes. Maybe we tell ourselves we need to completely change our diet, start exercising every day, wake up at 5 in the morning, drink more water, sleep 8 hours, and somehow manage all of that at once. And honestly, that can feel overwhelming. But living a healthier life doesn't have to happen overnight. Sometimes the smallest changes are the ones that become part of our lives for the longest time. It could be as simple as drinking a glass of water when you wake up, taking a 10-minute walk after lunch, putting your phone away a little earlier before bed, adding more vegetables to one meal, or even taking 5 quiet minutes during a busy day just to slow down and reset. These things might not feel life-changing in the moment, but when we do them consistently, they begin to add up. And I think that's something we sometimes forget about wellness. It isn't about being perfect. It's about being consistent. You're going to have busy days. You're going to miss a workout, order takeout, stay up too late, or simply not feel motivated. And that's part of being human. Instead of thinking, "I failed, so I have to start over," try asking yourself, "What is one small thing I can do for myself today?" Maybe today it's a walk. Tomorrow, it might be getting enough sleep. And another day, it might simply be giving yourself permission to rest. A healthier life is built through all of those little choices. So this week, I want to leave you with a small challenge. Choose one healthy habit. Just one. Keep it simple, make it realistic, and try to practice it every day. You don't have to transform your entire life today. Just take one small step. Thank you for spending a few minutes with me here on Noravell Talks. Take care of yourself, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.